He's watching. I'm coming home a little late to our apartment. That's staying in. It's almost 11 p.m. and I called you when I left the meeting to tell you I would be home soon. I unlocked the front door of our place on the 7th floor of the building. The lights are low in the living room and the drapes are drawn, but you are not there. I call out for you, baby. And I hear you call back from our bedroom. I'm in here, baby. I walk down the little hallway and turn into our bedroom. When we first moved in, we set up the bed so it was facing the windows, and we also bought a big mirror and put it on the wall over the bed, over the head of the bed. We tilted it down a little so we could see each other as we fucked in the bed. You wanted that. The light in the back, in the nightstand is on low, and you are laying on the bed on your, in your black lace bra and your white lace panties. Your long, beautiful bra. Long, beautiful legs stretched out on the bed. You have your hand down inside your panties, and I can see your fingers moving down inside your panties. Wait. And I can see your fingers moving inside those panties. I glance up to the mirror and see in the reflection that the drapes in here are open to the darkness. As I look in the mirror, I see the apartments next to our building, and I see the lights on in the apartment directly across from us. In the mirror, I can see a man standing illuminated by a light on the table beside his sofa. He has a robe on. I'll look down at you and ask, has he been standing there watching you, baby? You smile up at me and reply, I came in here from the bathroom in my bra and panties, and he saw me because I hadn't closed the drapes yet, baby. When he saw me, he was sitting on the sofa and he started rubbing himself through his robe. So I lay down here on the bed to see what he would do. I looked at your beautiful body there on the bed and asked, what did he do, baby? You giggled and said, he watched me and kept rubbing the front of his robe. And then I started caressing my legs and hips. And he opened his robe. His cock was hard, baby. I smiled down at you as I imagined how he must have felt watching a beautiful woman doing that. And then I said to you, what else did he do, baby? He gave me a sultry look and said, with his robe open, he started stroking his cock. I could see it clearly from here. He was very hard, baby. I looked at you and said, so, what did you do when you saw him stroking his cock, baby? You giggled again and said, I played with my breasts, my bra, baby. My nipples got very hard. I played with my nipples through the bra on one hand, and that's when I slipped my hand down my panties and started playing with my pussy. I smiled, still looking in the mirror at him, standing beside the sofa in his robe, and I said to you, then what happened, baby? And you replied, it was all very hot watching him stroking his cock as he watched me. But that's when you came home, and when you saw me come in here, he jumped up, closed his robe, and he's been standing there looking over ever since then. Sneaky bastard. I was getting hard from thinking about this, and I smiled at you again and started taking my clothes off and letting my shirt fall to the floor, unbuckling my pants and letting them drop as I stepped out of them, my cock rock hard now and sticking straight out from my body. And then I said, do you remember that you told me one time one of your fantasies was to have someone watch us fuck? You smiled a wicked little smile back at me and said, yes, I thought about that quite often. I laughed and said, would you like to do that right now while he watches us and jerks off? Your hand's still inside your panties and your fingers still stuck. Touching your pussy, you spread your legs apart a little wider and you say, that would be so much fun, baby. Do you think we can make him come? I move around to the side of the bed sit down on it, close to your shoulder. I can see him through the window now, and I say to you, turn that light up a notch, baby. As you reach for the light switch on the lamp, he leans forward in his sofa, and I can almost feel his disappointment as he thinks you're going to turn off the light. And then I feel his relief as you turn it up, and the light shining on you gets brighter. He leans back now, and I reach out to cup one of your breasts in my hand, gently squeezing. I'm rubbing your hard nipple through my bra with my thumb. So sexy. Oh, I'm so sorry to whoever's listening to this. Oh, God. But I'm keeping it in. Okay. Through the bra with my thumb, and I'm happy to discover that this is your black lace bra with the clasp in the front. I say to you, baby, tell me what he's doing as he watches what I'm doing to you. I won't be able to see some of it. I reach between your firm, full breasts and unsnap the clasp with my fingers. I open your bra on one side, at a time, exposing your beautiful round breast to him. I cup one of them in my hand and lean down and tease your hardened nipple with the tip of my tongue. I suck your nipples, taking turns. I look down at your hand inside your panties, your fingers still moving as you rub your clit, and I whisper to you, what is he doing now, baby? You softly moan and tell me, he's really stroking his cock now. Long, slow strokes. Still sucking and nibbling your nipples, I slide my hand down to the waistband of your panties and then tug those white lace panties down further. You hold your legs up in the air and I pull the panties off them. And you spread your lifted legs wide open and let him see you fingering your pussy. Still not able to see him, I move down further, spreading kisses all over your tummy. Then I am kissing your thighs and you spread your legs as wide apart as you can. You feel my lips on your pussy. You reach down with your hands on the back of my head and press my mouth to your pussy, feeling my tongue, spreading your wet lips open, feeling my lips sucking your clit, rubbing your clit with my tongue. I lift my head and say, what is he doing now, baby? You tell me, he's still stroking his cock, babe. I say, baby, get out of my vibrator from the nightstand drawer, please. I hear it open and shut. You hand the toy to me. I lift my head and reach between your thighs and slide two middle fingers inside your wet pussy. And with your legs still spread wide open, but your feet on the bed, knees bent now, I start to finger fuck your pussy. You lift your ass off the bed a bit so my fingers can go inside you deeper. I turn on the vibrator with my fingertips and press it against your clit as I finger your pussy. I look up and out the window over at the man watching as he is devoting a lot of attention to what I am doing to your pussy as he watches and rubs his cock. We both can see glistening wetness on the head of his cock as he drools pre-cum. You are moaning lightly now. Softly now, and moving your hips as I rub your clit with the toy, you say to me, baby, you're going to make me come. I say, good baby, I want him to see you coming. My fingers probe deeper inside your pussy, and you start to rhythmically pump your hips into my hand. I slide the vibrator over the lips of your pussy and touch the tip of it to your asshole. Fuck. You moan as you feel the buzz of the vibrator on your asshole. Then you moan again as you feel me push the tip of the vibrator in your ass. I curl my fingers inside your pussy, rubbing your G-spot with the tips. I push the vibrator deeper into your ass, fucking you with it and turning it back and forth in your asshole as you feed me. Feel the ribs of the toy twisting inside you. You start to tremble and then I feel your shudder. I don't feel you coming on my fingers. I look up at him to see if he can see you coming. As I do, he stands up from the sofa, grasping his cup and full stroking it His face is contorted as we both watch a stream of translucent cum squirting from his cock. I slide my dripping fingers out of your pussy, keeping the vibrator deep in your ass, while I feel you clenching it and almost pushing it out as you keep coming. And I put your hand over the end of the vibrator for you to hold it inside you as I move up the bed and kneel at your shoulder. You turn to face my throbbing cock as you reach out and put your hand around the shaft, stroking it. Then you look at the man still standing, and you turn back and take my cock in your mouth, sucking and stroking it. I hold your head in my hands, your silky hair tangled in my fingers, and I move my hips in as I kneel there, fucking your mouth. My fingers pull your hair aside so you can see you sucking me. As you suck me, you turn your head watching it. His cock has gone soft, but he is desperately wiggling it to try to make it hard again. We both watch as his cock starts to swell again, and he sits back down on the sofa, leaning back with his robe wide open and his hands rubbing his swelling cock again. I slip my cock out of your mouth and stand beside the bed. I look down at you and say, "Now I want you to kneel for me, baby. I want you to show him how I fuck you from behind." I reach down between your legs, and with my hand I slowly draw the vibrator out of your hot, tight ass and lay it in the sheets next to us. As you get up on your hands and knees on the bed, I slide the black lace bra off your arms, and then with my hands on your ass, I pull you to the side of the bed so your feet are hanging over the edge. We are sideways to him now, and he can see your breasts hanging down, round and ripe. I'm standing so he can see how long and hard my cock is for you. I put my hands on your ass and spread you wide open as I step up closer to you and wrap the head of my cock between your wet ass cheeks as we are both turned and looking at him. We watch him stand again, his hard cock in his hand, rubbing it. He comes closer to the window and stands there as we watch him pump his cock. I hold your hips and slide the head of my cock into your dripping pussy. I hold the head just inside you, and I lean over to you and cup your breasts with my hands and squeeze them as my fingertips pull your distended nipples. We both look at him, and then with a quick move of my hips, I thrust my cock all the way inside your pussy, and I start fucking you with long, hard strokes. I pull you to me and fuck you hard and deep. You throw your head back and take what my cock is giving you with grunts and moans. We watch as he gets closer to his window, and then we both see another stream of his cum shoot from his cock all over the inside of the living room window. He pumps his cock wildly as I fuck you, as deep and as hard as I can. Suddenly you're bucking against me. Pushing your ass back to me. I hear you cry my name. Fuck me. Fuck me the way I need to be fucked. I feel your pussy coming on my cock and I can't stop. My cock explodes inside you. My hot cum squirting in your pussy, filling you with my passion. After this incredible cum, we both fall on our side on the bed. We were just in time to see him pulling his drape shut with his cum dribbling down the glass. Not even gonna wipe it off. What the hell?